Hold on to your seats because this is an angry one. I'm Edie Starkey, your furious host, and this is Autistic Girl World. So, the obvious question is, why am I so angry? Two words. Autism speaks. Anyone who's autistic probably let out a long, slow groan and slid down in their seats a little. But to clear things up for any confusion, Autism Speaks is a hate group. Okay, I should probably explain more. So AS, Autism Speaks, has been spreading misinformation for years. One of their most famous adverts calls autism a monster who will destroy marriages. Not only that, but they also have a bunch of positive statistics commonly relating to marriage as well. Going to their website is the visual image of nails on a chalkboard. But you know what the worst thing is? Some neurotypicals fall into the trap of thinking that AS helps people with ASD. Of course, this is no fault of the neurotypicals, but it doesn't help. But wait, there's more. Not only is Autism Speaks made up entirely of non-autistic people, but there have been even controversies of them having connections with anti-vaxxers, whose most common argument is that vaccines cause autism. This also ties into the desire of Autism Speaks to create a cure for autism. Right, I'm probably going to have to put a warning for sensitive subjects for this, so proceed with caution because it's really upsetting. But when I said that the worst thing Autism Speaks put out was them fooling people not on the spectrum, I was wrong. I once saw this advertisement that they put out and it was disgusting, as I don't really have my usual bouncy voice, and it's just this subject really upsets me. But in the ad, there was a mother of an autistic toddler that said she struggled with her daughter's ASD so much that she contemplated driving off a bridge with her daughter in the car with her at that moment, and all that stopped her was thought of her non-autistic daughter. All of this was said with a little girl with ASD playing with her dolls behind her, completely oblivious of what her mother had just spoken about. All I can say to Autism Speaks is that we don't need a cure. We have voices and we will use them. Right.